Some stores here in Las Vegas are voluntarily taking their Jif peanut butter products off the shelves, even though they don't fall into the lot number that they're looking for. But if you're concerned about this salmonella poisoning that they're talking about in the Jif products, you go to where the expiration date is, and you look below that. It'll give the expiration date, and then below that are a bunch of numbers. Well, there's seven numbers involved in there. They say the lot codes, they begin with the 127, and 425 is what you have to be concerned with. If you see a 425 in your lot number, that's not good. You may want to throw that out and just not consume it, because there are several states. There, just one state out west is affected in Washington. But if you see the 425 number beneath the expiration date, just throw it in the trash, and maybe try some Skippy, maybe something like that. But I love peanut butter, Kevin. I use it on celery. You can put peanut butter on bananas for a nice healthy snack, and surely you don't want to get sick with salmonella. So
is there any reason why this is a very localized thing? It's only a handful of states.
Well, it's the lot codes. Like I say, if you see 425 in the expiration date or below the expiration date, just go ahead and trash that, because that is the bad lot. 425, very bad right now.
Okay. We'll continue to follow that story. Coming up, Kash Patel will join us. He's a former chief of staff in the Department of Defense. He will join us about 1:30. And I'll ask him about this latest deal with President Biden, who is now saying that a recession is not... Repeat is not inevitable. I got to tell you, everybody I'm talking to is feeling the pain. Fortunately, the Dow was up today. The Dow, last time I checked, was up around 600 points. But it's been a roller coaster ride. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. As we continue, my name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. New numbers are out about how many Americans feel the country is headed in the right direction.
24% of likely U.S. voters think the country is heading in the right direction, according to new Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey for the week ending May 19th. This week's finding is down 2 points from a week ago. The national telephone survey of 2,500 likely voters was conducted from May 15th to the 19th. The margin of error was plus or minus 2% with a 95% level of confidence.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Also at townhall.com, the head of the World Health Organization warning the pandemic is most certainly not over and told governments that we lower our guard at our own peril.
The UN Health Agency's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told officials gathered in Geneva for the WHO's annual meeting that declining testing and sequencing means that we are blinding ourselves to the evolution of the virus. He says it's not over anywhere until it's over everywhere. In a report on the global situation released Thursday, the WHO said the number of new COVID-19 cases appears to have stabilized after weeks of decline since late March, while the overall number of weekly deaths has dropped. Ghebreyesus noted that 60% of the world's population has been vaccinated, but almost 1 billion people in lower-income countries still haven't received any shots. The director general said vaccine hesitancy around the world has been fueled by disinformation. I'm Jennifer King.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he may impose mandatory water restrictions if people don't start using less water as the drought drags on. The Democratic governor has called for a 15% voluntary reduction in the water use, but so far has avoided mandatory cuts. He may be changing his approach, though, after water use went up in California dramatically in March. A higher close on Wall Street, the Dow up just over 600 points. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Five of the 15 Republican candidates running for Nevada governor are slated to debate in prime time this week, days before the state's early voting period begins. Channel 8 announced that they will be hosting that one-hour debate inside its Las Vegas studio at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. The debate will include Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, venture capitalist Guy Nora, and Reno attorney Joey Gilbert are the candidates that met the eligibility requirements. Primary election day is June 14th. In-person voting begins May 28th, and it runs through June 10th. Well, Oakland A's president Dave Cavall was in town last week to talk with local leaders about possible stadium locations. Team officials confirmed their search for Las Vegas Ballpark is now down from five possible locations to just two, with hopes of a final announcement coming very soon. And the median sales price of previously owned single-family homes is $475,000 last month. That's up $15,000 from March, which was a record high. KMCQ.
CQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're bumper-to-bumper through downtown on Interstate 515 at Main Street, heading east, and at Eastern, heading west. And we're seeing some residual slowing, too, on that transition ramp. Those merging from 15 north to go 515 eastbound.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I am absolutely convinced that the Biden administration is operating in a parallel universe where down is up, and it doesn't really matter what the truth is. It's how you spin it. I could not believe my eyes when I was watching on the Sunday shows Brian Deese. He's the director of the National Economic Council, and he was trying to put probably the best face he could on the economy. They're saying it's only transitory, and that we're in a transition, and that's all this is. That this isn't going to be with us forever. But Brian Deese, this is cut four, by the way, tried to put the best face on this economic downturn. There's no other way to say it. It's a downturn. It's a recession. We're there. This was Brian Deese yesterday.
We have the strongest job market in modern history. Americans are getting back to work in jobs with higher pay, and that's meant that Americans can increase their savings, pay down their debt. Businesses are investing. Entrepreneurs are creating new businesses at record rates, and manufacturing is coming back to the United States at record rates as well.
Well, obviously, those are all good things, but I just want to ask you my question, which is, and I know recession is a technical term, but, you know, Glenn Hubbard, who was a Bush economic advisor, says, you know, whether or not we hit that technical benchmark, Americans feel like they are in a recession. You have Janet Yellen saying that she's very concerned about that higher prices are having stagflationary effects. You've got Jerome Powell saying that there's going to be some pain. Unemployment may be up. So I'm asking for your opinion as the economic advisor at the White House. Should people be prepared in the United States that we are or will be in several months heading into a recession?
Well, what people should know is we are in this period of transition to more stable growth, but people should also take confidence that we are better positioned than any other country to navigate through this and keep our recovery going. Just this week, there was an analysis out that said that the United States economy may grow faster this year than China's for the first time in decades. And again, that's because we have more strength and resilience in our economic recovery than almost anywhere in the world.
I did see that. They said that the comparison, though, because I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that there in the middle of the deepest lockdown they've had in COVID. And Bloomberg said that is the reason that we may have a slightly higher growth than China. And with all due respect, I think that Americans feel that they're looking at the stock market and they're seeing their savings dwindle and they're making new decisions about whether or not they're going to buy a home or whether or not the tuition payment is going to be a little bit more difficult this year. So I'm just asking, what do you recommend to them in terms of specifics and what they can do to try to weather this a little bit easier as we go through what you're calling a transition?
Absolutely. And for typical Americans who are driving up to the gas price, the gas pump or at the grocery store, these prices create real hardship and they also create uncertainty. We understand that. And that's precisely why the president has made very clear that combating inflation is his top economic priority. And what people should know is that we can do this. We know how to do this. First, we need to give the Federal Reserve the independence to do what it does. It has the tools to combat inflation. Second, we need to reduce costs and make things more affordable for families during this period. So steps that we can take to reduce the cost of the internet bills that families pay or the prescription drug prices that they pay are really important right now. And third, we need to bring down the federal deficit. Because of the president's policies, we've made a lot of progress on that front, the deficit down $1.5 trillion already this year. But we need to make more progress on that as well. That will help reduce price pressures in the economy. If we can do all of those things, then we can build on the historic strengths that we have here in the U.S. economy, and we can navigate through to more stable growth that will generate better outcomes for families. Because as your segment was just mentioning, we can't go back to a pre-pandemic economy where our supply chains are so vulnerable that something happens overseas and prices go up and people don't have access to things that they need. We need to build a more resilient recovery. We're on the way. We've got to focus on tackling inflation right now, and that's what this president's doing.
Listening to it again, I'm just dumbfounded. Now, I want to ask you, and in fact, we'll open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you this gobbledygook about we're in a transition. That's what you're seeing. That's why the Dow is down 1,000 points one day. Today it's up 618. And that this is just a transition. Do you buy that? If the polling is right, it appears that the American people just aren't buying it. And in fact, Anthony Salvanto is the CBS Director of Elections and Surveys and was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday. Did you see this? This is cut number 5. And it's more bad news for Joe Biden. Listen to this.
Is inflation still the number one electoral issue for Americans?
So much of this is about inflation. That view of the nation that you described at the top is driven by concerns about inflation. So much of these views of the economy are driven by concerns about inflation. In fact, the number who say that the economy is bad is now the highest it's been during the Biden administration. And then recently, we see people reacting to the drop in the stock market, where now they're pessimistic about both the market and maybe their retirement. So all of that is piling on. And the longer that it goes, you see people becoming more pessimistic that it can be reversed. Having said all that, Margaret, I do need to point out a couple of optimistic things. One is the jobs market. People are optimistic that they can find a job in their area. And then the other part is, you have to say, after 2 years of a pandemic and all the losses, people are starting to feel optimistic about that effort as we head into the summer.
So how are Americans assessing the president's performance?
Well, on inflation, it's not good. His handling of inflation and his ratings for that are low. But there's another component of this, and that is a majority of the public, 2/3, feel like the administration has been slow to react to events as they come up. Of course, that's been a critique on inflation and on other matters. It's also starting to stick a little among his party, among Democrats, who are also now more likely to say that and then that the economy is bad. So that's tough politically. And, you know, I think coming into this, we saw numbers where people were expecting him to be effective, and now those ratings are low. So it's that setup of expectations here because people reason backwards from results. If they don't see results on inflation, then he pays a political price.
What about the parties themselves? Do Americans think they're talking enough about the issues that actually matter to them?
Well, in a word, no. You know, you're seeing the party primaries play out in state after state around the country now. And yes, the candidates are forced to speak to their bases in those places. But something that both Democrats and Republicans share is that they want those potential nominees to talk about inflation. And maybe by virtue of the fact that they're not talking about it enough, the parties are actually even on this. The Republicans don't have a large advantage
on handling
inflation, right? Even though the Democrats are the party in power. But after that, the bases really diverge. You have to point out the Democrats are very concerned about the potential overthrow of Roe v. Wade, and they want their candidates to talk about that and abortion rights. And then the Republicans are having this split, and it's really important as people watch this go forward, over former President Trump. You've got half of Republicans who say they want their candidates to talk about being loyal to the former president. You've got nearly half who say that they want to basically relitigate 2020 and talk about what they feel was a rigged election, even though that's been disproven. So you've got the other half of the Republicans that don't want that. And that's an inter-party fight that you're seeing play out in race after race, state after state right now.
That's Anthony Salvanto, the CBS Director of Elections and Surveys, on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation yesterday. But I'm just going to tell you, I think the American people, if the polling is right, and if there is a huge, huge red wave coming, it tells me that the American people aren't buying this thing, that it's a transition, that there are three things we can do to fix this. This administration has no friggin' clue. They really don't. And when you see the president, who during his trip to Asia said that a recession is not inevitable, I don't know what kind of weed he's smoking. But it makes no sense. It does not comport with what you see on the ground. When you see the Bidenflation, which is all his. Can't blame this on Trump. Sorry. I mean, you look at the price of a gallon of gasoline. I spent, $5.22 a gallon last weekend. And it's incredible what is going on right now in people's lives. It's incredible. It really honestly is. You've got housing prices are way up. You got rentals are way up. I mean, it really is spectacular how bad things are. And the whole thing of right track, wrong track, the American people get it. We're on the wrong track. We know that. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your calls on the other side, by the way, at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It's AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company, so when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and Cooling.com.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up, bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Kash Patel, former chief of staff to the Department of Defense. He is paying a lot of attention to what's going on out here in Nevada, and is talking about it on cable news and elsewhere. He's also writing about it. He'll join us about 1:35. So just about 10 minutes from now, 12 minutes from now. You want to talk about a guy who may be an endangered species as an NFL owner, is the owner of the Washington Commanders. You know, it used to be the Redskins and then the NFL team known as Washington, and now the Commanders. But Dan Snyder is in a heap of trouble on a variety of different issues. Some involve some sexual misconduct, or I mean, it's just bad stuff. Gentleman Jim Dallas, he has been tracking this story for weeks now, and it's a lot of stuff is starting to come out.
Yeah, of course, we all remember that the former head coach of the Raiders, John Gruden, got tied somehow with the Washington Commanders through emails from 7 or 8 years ago. So, I mean, they've been under investigation for some time. You mentioned the sexual allegations against the owner, Dan Snyder, and he has taken a back seat ever since then. But unofficially, Kevin, the controversial Washington Commanders owner is under investigation. This is, of course, unofficial. Under investigation from the FTC and the Virginia Attorney General for allegations of financial improprieties. They were revealed in a congressional committee probe. And basically, in a nutshell, what's going on here, according to the allegations anyway, is that Snyder's franchise has used two sets of accounting systems.
Uh-oh.
And
that's fraud.
That would be fraud. And and they have revenue sharing in the NFL. So if you're shielding money from other NFL owners, you're cheating those other NFL owners out of revenue. And that is a big, big no-no. And there have been several off-the-record comments by other owners across the league. There's 32 teams in the NFL. Now, if you want to get rid of an owner and vote them out, you need three-fourths. So we've got now four people, which they're not officially going on record, but they're going, man, if this is...